Yeah, Robin, I'm going to kick things off. Again, we are so happy to have you on the show this morning. And really, we've been talking about the fact that this is really uncharted territory for all of us. Did you and the board already have plans in place to address something like this should it happen?
Well, you're right. This is uncharted territory. And although no one was completely prepared for this novel virus, AISD does have a plan for emergencies. For example, AISD has an emergency operations plan, which includes measures to ensure coordination with the Texas Department of State Health Services and local emergency management agencies, law enforcement, health department, fire department, in the event of emergencies. AISD, we don't just have measures in place. We work throughout the year with our partners when emergencies arise, whether it be health, weather, or safety emergencies. After emergencies such as this, the district will evaluate that plan and look at possible improvements. The district's preparedness for paid off has paid off in the event of such emergencies, and I think the fact that we have built those strong relationships over time has also paid off. Our board members, including myself, are part of a committee that work on this emergency operations plan. And although the emergency plan is confidential, I can assure you that it's very thorough and it helps in times of crisis like this.
Now, what about board meetings? We talked with Amarillo Mayor Ginger Nelson last hour, and she said they're doing like a video conferencing thing to hold the city council meetings. Are you seeing some challenges in holding your meetings, and what can we expect going forward?
Well, there are some challenges. And in anticipation of what was about to happen, our original date for our March meeting was March 23rd. In anticipation of what was getting ready to happen, we moved that up. We wanted to make sure that we were able to address a lot of our district's business. So we had that meeting just before the governor announced that schools were shutting down and that the groups of 10 or more were not allowed. Because that order wasn't in effect, we were able to honor social distancing requirements. We were able to take care of a number of essential district business items, which was a positive thing for our district and our community. It was also important for me, in light of the fact that we weren't necessarily going to have a lot of people attending that meeting, that the video of that meeting was uploaded immediately to our website so that our public could see the meeting and what we covered.
All right.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously you're listing a couple of challenges that the AISD board is facing at the moment. You're having to move things around. Because of that, is the business of the district suffering in any way?
Well, it's not suffering. We are continuing business as usual. We are going to have to make some modifications in light of Governor Abbott's order. So our meetings will most likely be online. They'll most likely be virtual. A huge challenge will be public comment, because receiving comments from the public is so crucial to what we do. And so we are looking at ways to continue to engage the public during public comment, whether that be having an 800 number that the public can call into and voice their concerns, whether it's two-way communication. So we're really working on that. Public comment is so crucial to what we do. In terms of our business suffering, our business continues. It just looks a little different. When we look at how instruction is going to be delivered, it's going to be delivered in a different manner. Our educators, staff and educators, they have proven to be adaptive and creative in some of the ways they're approaching their students and engaging with their students. And so I think the business looks different, but the business does continue. Mm.
All right, we're speaking live with AISD President Robin Malone. Want to ask, who makes the decision to completely end the school year early? If that ever comes down, we're kind of on an extended spring break right now. Is it the AISD administration? Is it the state of Texas? Is it the superintendent? Is it the board? Who is it that makes that decision?
I think it can be a combination of all of those. So it's possible that the state will step in and give a directive similar to what Governor Abbott did last week. If that doesn't happen, AISD is led by a team of eight. which includes our 7 trustees and the superintendent, through a resolution that we passed at our board meeting last week, as well as board policy, the superintendent has the authority to adjust the school calendar and close school. But like all big decisions that have a district-wide impact, our team of 8 has a history of working together to make those very crucial decisions. And at the end of it, at the center and the core of it, is we want to make sure that we are delivering education to our students effectively. We want to make sure that our staff has the resources that they need. I think it's also important to maintain morale and engagement, not just amongst the faculty, but also with our students. So ultimately, I expect the superintendent would make an announcement if we were going to make a decision regarding extending the school year or closing school. That announcement would come from the superintendent.
All right, great. Now, Robin, as you mentioned, business is still going on with the AISD board. It just looks different. So if somebody does have a comment, they want to get a hold of the board for any reason, how can they do that right now?
Well, what I would direct your listeners to go to our AISD website. It's www.amaisd.org. Go out there frequently. There is a page set up for COVID-19. It's updated often. In addition, follow our Facebook and Twitter and our NSYNC page. And also, there's a way to contact the administration via the website. That information is out there.
All right. You know, there are a lot of great teachers here in our area, both in the Amarillo school system, Canyon, and all across the Texas Panhandle. And I just really applaud them for some of the outreach that they're doing right now. I've seen some of the teachers at like South Lawn Elementary have done parades through the neighborhood. I saw where Humphrey Highlands did that yesterday, and I believe Paramount Terrace is going to do that today. They're just doing a great job of reaching out there to those students and still giving them encouragement, even though they're not in the classrooms.
Yes, I agree with you. I am so proud of how our district has responded to this public health emergency. The creativity of the teachers, the professionalism, the willingness to get in and roll their sleeves up and make decisions and do the things that are best for their students. I think that it's important to note that our teachers, they are so invested in these students, and they had gotten used to seeing their students on a daily basis. They've created, you know, personal relationships with the students. And I think the parade was just one of the parades that you're seeing. I think there's a few today, but I think the parades are a way of the teachers letting their students know, we got you. We're not gonna leave you by the wayside. We support you. And we're going to be there for you. And so I think the parades are a perfect expression of that sentiment that the teachers have towards their students.
Yeah, you know, Robin, we've been talking to you as the president of the AISD board, but speaking to you before we went live, you are actually a teacher yourself. You teach legal studies at Amarillo College. I want to know from your perspective as a teacher, how has this been affecting you in teaching your classes, and what would you maybe want students to know about the teachers who are having to make these adjustments?
For me, I'm invested in my students. And this crisis is one of those times where anxiety is probably a little bit higher for students. And so what I've been doing is reaching out to my students, you know, daily. I sit in front of my laptop, I watch those emails come through, and I respond quickly because I want them to know, even though I'm not going to see you face to face, I'm going to engage with you as best I can. In addition, in terms of our classes, we start next week. I will be using different technology where we can have face-to-face virtual meetings because I think that's important. And so I want to be able to answer questions in real time with my students. So from a faculty perspective, I think technology is going to be the best tool that we can have during this time. And I'm just going to look at different creative ways to engage my students. And I think this process has made it even more incumbent upon me as a faculty to make sure that my students are getting it, to make sure that they're not getting, you know, lost by the wayside. And so I want my students to know, and students at large, teachers are invested in you, We're invested in your future. We want you to be successful. And this is a challenge, but together we're going to get over it. We're going to get through this. We're going to be wiser and stronger on the other side of it.
I want to ask you a legal question, if I could, this morning. Are we seeing all this people having to work from home, people going home, companies saying, hey, you know, stay at home, work from home, all these things, because there might be a liability later on if somebody happened to catch the COVID-19 in their place of work? Do you think any of that's going on, and that's maybe why some of these companies are doing that?
You know, I don't know. I can't really answer why specific companies are making those decisions. The hope is that those decisions are being made with the health and safety of their employees in mind. And so, in turn, you know, I'm assuming that they're talking to their legal counsel, you know, prior to making those decisions. But I think it's just uncharted territory. It's an uncharted time. And I think we're all doing the best that we can with the circumstances we've been given.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you all are busy. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me this morning.
All right. We'd like for you to give that website and contact information if somebody has any questions of the AISD School Board.
Sure. It's www.amaisd.org.